The best Heartland news, I'm Rich Thomason. It's a GOP primary that's being closely watched. Today's U.S. Senate primary in Ohio, where three Republicans are vying for the chance to take on incumbent Democrat Senator Sherrod Brown. And there are presidential primaries today in five states.
Primaries are being held in Arizona, Florida, Illinois, Kansas, and Ohio. Former President Donald Trump is expected to win easily in the GOP primaries in those states. And President Joe Biden is expected to win the Democratic primaries in four of those states. In Florida, Democrats canceled their primary and awarded all 224 delegates to Biden. Voters in California will move toward picking a replacement for former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, who resigned after being forced out of the Republican leadership. I'm Donna Water.
The U.S. Supreme Court is blocking, at least for now, a Texas law designed to help secure the southern border, allowing for the arrest and deportation of illegal aliens. Governor Greg Abbott says it does something the Biden administration refuses to do. Also at SRNNews.com, former President Trump with some harsh words for the Senate's top Democrat.
Majority Leader Schumer last week called for new elections in Israel, accusing Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of losing his way in the war against Hamas. Former President Trump agreed with Fox News host Howard Kurtz on Sunday that Schumer's words amount to the U.S. telling an ally how to run its government. There's no question about it, Trump said, adding that both the Democrats and President Biden are, in his words, bad for Israel. Netanyahu also hit back at Schumer, calling his remarks totally inappropriate, adding that, quote, we're not a banana republic. Bob Agner reporting.
The White House says Prime Minister Netanyahu is sending a delegation to Washington for talks with Biden officials about Israel's plan to crush Hamas in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. Stock futures in the red this morning. Dow futures down 86 points. NASDAQ futures are off 142. This is SRN News. Author and filmmaker Tim Mahoney, best known for his Patterns of Evidence movies, released two new films this month focusing on the Book of Revelation and the Bible. One of his new films is titled Times of Fire because the Bible reveals there were persecutions visited upon many churches that were faithful.
And we're living in a culture right now in America specifically where there are things coming against the church like we've never seen it before. And we're living in a post-Christian society because people are turning away from the Lord. Well, we need to do our part to be light in darkness. And the churches that are not doing that are going to just kind of go along with the crowd. But that's not what Christ is looking for. He wants us to be faithful.
Tim Mahoney says some pastors avoid preaching from the Book of Revelation because churchgoers might find it scary. But in his view, Revelation is ultimately comforting with its message that God is in control of all things. This is SRN News. Unilever cutting 7,500 jobs, spinning off its ice cream business to reduce costs and boost the bottom line.
The London-based company that makes Ben & Jerry's ice cream, Dove soaps, and Vaseline says its ice cream business, which also includes Magnum bars, would benefit from separate ownership to increase growth. It says the split is expected to be completed by the end of the year. The British consumer goods company, with 128,000 employees, also says it's launching a productivity program that's expected to lead to a reduction of about 7,500 mostly office-based jobs worldwide and save $867 million over the next 3 years. Jeremy House reporting.
Communist China further tightening its iron grip on Hong Kong. Hong Kong lawmakers passing a new national security law. It grants the government even more power to quash dissent. More details, SRNNews.com.